We now bring to these microphones David James, and we're going to have a conversation, as we do on a weekly basis, focusing on an issue that you need to know about. You need to have an understanding of what the issue is, and then what does the Bible say about this particular issue? Glad you could join us, and David, let's get right into our conversation. This week on your website, ABI, you published a review of a book called Deep and Wide by Andy Stanley. He's a pastor there in Atlanta, Georgia. It was reviewed by Gary Gilley. Now, let's tell our listeners a bit about these two men. First, talk to me about the author of the book, Andy Stanley.
Yes, Andy Stanley is a son of Charles Stanley, who's a well-known pastor of First Baptist Atlanta, probably one of the most influential men in the Southern Baptist Convention, was president at one time. Very large and successful Southern Baptist church. Andy is just a couple of years younger than me, puts him in his mid-50s. He is a Dallas Seminary graduate. He is the pastor of North Point Community Church on the north side of Atlanta. Started out as part of his father's church and then broke away. And he's actually now one of the most, I would say, one of the most influential Christian leaders in the United States and has one of the fastest growing churches in the United States.
Well, that's the man who wrote the book, Deep and Wide. The review was written by, and this is published, by the way, on your website. Give us the web address, but it was written by Gary Gilley. What can you tell us about him?
Yes, Gary Gilley is a pastor of Southern View Chapel in Springfield, Illinois. He's a friend of mine. I met him through our relationship with the IFCA. And he's a great theologian, great pastor, also has a blog and deals with a lot of the same kinds of issues that you and I talk about every week, contemporary theological issues. And Gary is very well read. He actually reads a book every single week, and he writes reviews on most of them. So he's very widely read, and I would say he's one of the best analytical thinkers out there right now on these kinds of issues. So he's a great resource for looking at reviews like this kind of book.
Well, you posted this review by Gary Gilley on Andy Stanley's book, Deep and Wide, on your website. Give the address so our listeners can go and read it.
Yes, the ABI website is very simple. It's biblicalintegrity.org, just one word, biblicalintegrity.org, and you can reach it by clicking on the banners there. It's the first banner that comes up, so it's very easy to get to.
David, although you did not write this particular review of Deep and Wide, have you had a chance to read the book yourself yet?
Actually, I did. I felt it was only fair to the author, Andy Stanley, that I do read the book and wasn't just relying on what someone else said. But I found, as I always do, I found that Gary Gilley's review was very helpful, very concise, and very much on target in very many ways.
If you were to briefly summarize the book that you've just read, what it is about, and what was the main point Andy Stanley was trying to make?
You could summarize it by saying he is trying to convince other pastors that the purpose of the church is to reach unbelievers, and that church is for the unsaved, and beyond that, our responsibility as leaders is creating an environment where unbelievers love to come to church. So he talks about, he gets into a lot of details, including the building itself, the facility, the program, the preaching, how you set up even a service, how you provide child care. So it's a very practical, nuts and bolts kind of book. But that's his basic philosophy, that church is for the unchurched, and our task is to create a church that the unchurched love to come to.
Well, since the book actually, David, was published back in 2012, why publish this review at this time?
Well, there are several reasons. One is that simply because of the expanding influence that Andy Stanley has had, and the fact that because of this, he is being modeled and emulated by pastors across the country who are picking up on this model. He speaks at a lot of conferences, a lot of churches, and a lot of people have picked up on his model. And his model is really in many ways, an extension of the Bill Hybel seeker-sensitive, marketing-driven model that actually came out of the 1980s and early 90s. So it's an extension of that, and he's kind of the newer generation that is promoting that, and it's having a lot of influence.
Gary Gillie actually was fairly critical of the book. What were his main concerns about Stanley's book?
It's not a really long review, but if I were to summarize his two main concerns, one was the fact that the idea that church being for the unchurched, which we'll talk about in a minute, that I don't think is a biblical perspective, and that church is market-driven. In other words, it treats the unbeliever, the unchurched person and the unbeliever who doesn't have a relationship with Christ, as the consumer, and so that makes the church then the one who is creating a commodity that the consumer wants to buy. And then his other really big concern, and I agree as well, is that one of his main biblical bases for this idea is the church council in Acts 15, which simply talks about how to have ethnic Jewish believers and ethnic Gentile believers get along in the church and to provide minimal hindrances to that. So that's his philosophy, to take away any hindrances to unbelievers, not just coming to the Lord, but actually coming to church in general.
Well, after your reading of the book, do you share these same concerns, or what was your overall evaluation of the book?
You know, it was quite interesting in several ways. I had never really read Andy Stanley before. What I found from reading him is that, one, he is a very smart man. He's very good in his analysis. And he has also done what a lot of people in the emerging church have done, and that is he's correctly analyzed a lot of the problems that a lot of average churches in America has in attracting and keeping unbelievers. But I think his problem is also the same, and that is his solutions are wrong and they're unbiblical. And I would say this, that if he were the leader of a parachurch organization, one that focuses on whether it be medical missions or Christian education or something like that, he would really be on to something. But the church itself, from a biblical perspective, is different than a parachurch organization. You're not just targeting a specific group. You're looking at shepherding a flock, not being the CEO of a corporation or an organization.
When you mention parachurch, let me take a moment to try to define that for those listening. A parachurch organization would be something like, for example, Prophecy Today. We're not a local church. We come alongside the local church and assist them in their ministry. So that somewhat defines a parachurch organization. Now, David, two concerns that I think we've discussed in the past have to do with the two big questions related to the church. And the first one is, what is the church and who is it for, and what is its purpose?
Well, I think if you look from the beginning of the church in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, and then the development of the church through the book of Acts, and then churches being planted by Paul and the other apostles, a church is not a building. The church is the body of Christ, which by definition are those believers, are those people who have placed their faith in Christ. They have trusted in him for their salvation, believing that he died on the cross for their sins, that he is the Son of God, God himself, and that he arose on the third day. And through placing their faith in him, they enter into a personal relationship with God. And as a result, they end up in a personal relationship with one another as being children of God. So the church is really the body of Christ, believers who are in fellowship with God and in fellowship with one another. So that is the church, and that is what the church is for, in the sense that this group of believers meet together for worshiping the Lord, for fellowshipping with one another, learning the Word of God, building up one another in the faith. So that is the church, and that is the purpose of the church. And the other thing is, it's for the equipping of those who have a relationship with Christ with reaching unbelievers wherever they might be, whether it be in the marketplace, where they go to school, where they work, within their families. It's not for the purpose of creating an environment where you can bring unbelievers into a place that's comfortable for them in order to hear the gospel. Certainly, we would want that to happen, but that's not the primary purpose of the church. That's not what the church is. It's not for unbelievers. It's for believers.
Now, that's what God's Word tells us the church should be like. Well, the second big issue is the issue of what it means to lead a church biblically as the leadership of the church. Hasn't it been a major concern that many are approaching the church more in the terms of a business, with a pastor being more of a CEO than a shepherd?
Yes, that's true. You know, it's interesting. In this particular book, Andy Stanley doesn't get into that per se, but I was just reading, again, going back to an article in Christianity Today from 2006, where he very clearly makes the argument that the shepherding model and the shepherding metaphor of with the pastor being the one who leads the sheep as the flock, that metaphor and that model is no longer something that we should talk about or even try to emulate in today's culture, because we're not an agricultural or agrarian culture, so people can't relate to it. And my response to that is, we know that this is a model that Jesus himself gave. Jesus is the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world. It also says that he is the Good Shepherd. That's one of the great I Am statements in the book of John. So this is something that God has designed for all eternity, and it's not difficult to explain what a shepherd is and what a shepherd does, even to somebody who grew up in the inner city. Because it's a biblical model and because it's a biblical metaphor, it's something that we should be using. And when you switch that to become the CEO and say that's what a pastor does, you've changed it to a business model rather than a relational model. And also, you end up targeting a specific group of people, like a specific age group or from a specific demographic, rather than reaching the world as a whole, from the youngest to the oldest, with the gospel, so that they might enter into a relationship with Christ.
David, if we don't get these two issues right biblically, and they're obviously huge issues, what are the biggest dangers these issues will create for the church as a whole? And aren't we actually seeing this played out in the body of Christ today?
Well, I think what you see is several things. One is you have a number of pastors or people who are in the position of pastor functioning as CEOs who don't have this shepherding mentality of taking care of the flock as a group. And what happens is, I think, and I've seen this over and over again, wherever I travel, I hear the same problem, that churches end up splitting because they end up focusing on, you know, it's like their target group is the 35-year-old with two kids. And what happens is the people who are older basically get left out, and there's nobody really ministering to them. So there are church splits. The other thing is, if you're aiming at the unbeliever can only know so much and understand so much about spiritual things. And so you leave a church that is very, in many cases, doctrinally weak, and they don't understand the Bible as a whole. And that is extremely dangerous for the next generation as we look ahead to the coming of Christ and our responsibilities until he does return.
Very important conversation with David James today about the church and the church model biblically. And may I suggest that you might invite your pastor, if he was not listening to the broadcast, to go back to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and re-listen or listen for the first time to this conversation, and suggest that they go to David's website as well. David, thank you so very much. Issues so key to the body of Christ and a biblical understanding of them. That's our purpose every time we get together. Appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Always great to be with you, Jimmy. Thank you.